Increase our love to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of Blessed Seerah of Beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where we discuss the biography of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, and in today's episode, we are going to be discussing the great eminence of Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are the light of guidance, inshallah azza wa jal, as the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has beautifully stated that Ashabi kan nujum, my Sahaba are like the guiding stars. بِأَيِّهِمْ اِقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ If you follow any one of them, you will be guided. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Let's inshallah, before we begin and dive deep into the topic, listen to the virtues of reciting durood and salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, Ruhi Fida sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, O people, undoubtedly on the day of judgment, the person who will attain salvation from its horrors and accountability amongst you will be the one who would have recited Salat upon me abundantly in the world. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Before we go any further, let's inshallah listen to a beautiful kalam, inshallah, a faith, a refreshing kalam, and inshallah we'll be back afterwards. Please stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Har sahabiye nabi, jannati, jannati, sab sahabiyat bhi, jannati, jannati, Hazrat Siddiq bhi, jannati, jannati, aur Umar Farooq bhi, jannati, jannati, Uthman Ghani, jannati, jannati, فاطمہ اور علی جنتی جنتی ہے حسن حسین بھی جنتی جنتی والدین نبی جنتی جنتی ہر زوجہ نبی جنتی جنتی ہے معاویہ بھی جنتی جنتی اور ابو سفیان بھی جنتی جنتی اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان
فدا کا روحی
یا صدیق
فدا کا نفسی
یا عمر
فدا کا عینی
یا عثمان
فدا کا قلبی
یا حیدر
جانم فدائے اہل بیت جانم فدائے اہل بیت
اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان
کیوں نہ ہو رتبہ بڑا اصحاب و اہل بیت کا کیوں نہ ہو رتبہ بڑا اصحاب و اہل بیت کا
اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان
فدا کا روحی
یا صدیق
فدا کا نفسی
یا عمر
فدا کا عینی
یا عثمان
فدا کا قلبی
یا حیدر
جانم فدائے اہل بیت جانم فدائے اہل بیت
اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان
آل و اصحاب نبی سب بادشاہ ہیں بادشاہ میں فقط ادنا گدا اصحاب و اہل بیت کا
میری جھولی میں نہ کیوں ہو دو جہاں کی نعمتیں میری جھولی میں نہ کیوں ہو دو جہاں کی نعمتیں میں ہوں منگتا میں گدا
کا اصحاب و اہل بیت کا
اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان
فدا کا روحی
یا صدیق
فدا کا نفسی
یا عمر
فدا کا عینی
یا عثمان
فدا کا قلبی
یا حیدر شانم فدائے اہل بیت شانم فدائے اہل بیت اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان جان اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان
کیوں ہو مایوس اے فقیر آؤ آ کر لوٹ لو ہے خزانہ بٹ رہا اصحاب و اہل بیت کا
فضل رب سے دو جہاں میں کامیابی پائے گا فضل رب سے دو جہاں میں کامیابی پائے گا دل سے جو شیدا ہوا اصحاب اہل بیت کا
اصحاب اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان اصحاب اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان
فدا کا روحی
یا صدیق
فدا کا نفسی
یا عمر
فدا کا عینی
یا عثمان
فدا کا قلبی
یا حیدر شانم فدائے اہل بیت شانم فدائے اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان
اے خدائے مصطفیٰ ایمان پر ہو خاتمہ مغفرت کر واسطہ اصحاب و اہل بیت کا
جینا مرنا ان کی الفت میں ہو یا رب اور ہو جینا مرنا ان کی الفت میں ہو یا رب اور ہو قرب جنت میں عطا اصحاب و اہل بیت کا
اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان
فدا کا روحی
یا صدیق
فدا کا نفسی
یا عمر
فدا کا عینی
یا عثمان
فدا کا قلبی
یا حیدر شانم فدائے اہل بیت شانم فدائے اہل بیت اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان جان اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان
حشر میں مجھ کو شفاعت کی عطا خیرات ہو واسطہ یا مصطفیٰ اصحاب و اہل بیت کا
نور والے قبر میری حشر تک روشن رہے نور والے قبر میری حشر تک روشن رہے واسطہ تم کو شہا اصحاب و اہل بیت کا
اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان
فدا کا روحی
یا صدیق
فدا کا نفسی
یا عمر
فدا کا عینی
یا عثمان
فدا کا قلبی
یا حیدر شانم فدائے اہل بیت شانم اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان
نزعہ میں حسنین کے نانا کا جلوہ ہو نصیب یا الہی واسطہ اصحاب و اہل بیت کا دے گناہوں سے نجات اور متقی مجھ کو بنا یا الہی واسطہ اصحاب و اہل بیت کا دور ہو دنیا سے مولا یہ کرونا کی وبا یا الہی واسطہ اصحاب اہل بیت کا شاہ کی دکھیاری امت کے دکھوں کو دور کر یا الہی واسطہ اصحاب اہل بیت کا تنگ دستی دور ہو اور رزق میں برکت ملے یا الہی واسطہ اصحاب اہل بیت کا
یا الہی شکریہ عطار کو تو نے کیا یا الہی شکریہ عطار کو تو نے کیا شیر کو مدحت سرا اصحاب و اہل بیت کا،
اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان، اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان،
فدا کا روحی
یا صدیق،
فدا کا نفسی
یا عمر،
فدا کا عینی
یا عثمان،
فدا کا قلبی
یا حیدر،
جانم فدا اہل بیت،
جانم فدا اہل بیت، اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان، اصحاب و اہل بیت پر قربان ہماری جان،
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba, subhanallah. Now, as we are speaking about the greatness of Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the light of guidance, Allahu Akbar, they are our source of guidance, as it is described in the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to this beautiful parable mentioned in Uyunul Hikayat, a publication of Maktabatul Madina of Dawat-e-Islami, which comprises of two volumes, and it contains numerous thought-provoking parables of pious predecessors. And let's listen to a parable from the first volume, page 73, parable number 17. It is mentioned that Sayyidina Abu Jahm bin Huzaifa radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that in the battle of Yarmouk, which was fought during the time of Sahaba, I went out looking for my cousin who was in the battle. I took some water with me. I found him completely drenched in blood, suffering the last throes of death. Allahu Akbar. I approached him with the water that I had. Besides him came another groan from a wounded soldier. My cousin looked at him and signaled to me that to take the water to that soldier rather. That soldier was Sayyidina Hisham ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I had already reached him when another person groaned, and Sayyidina Hisham also mentioned me in the other person's direction. Before I got to him, he had already embraced martyrdom. Allahu Akbar. He had already become shaheed. Then I went back to Sayyidina Hisham, and he had also joined the other two. Allah, Allah, subhanallah. Look at the sacrifices of Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Allah. And this has been mentioned in the book Uyunul Hikayat. Please purchase yourself a copy of it. Or if you don't have, then inshallah, you can download it free from the website of Dawat-e-Islami, www.dawatislami.net. Subhanallah, how elevated, exalted and lofty was the eminence and glory of the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Dear viewers, observe the height of this selflessness, Allahu Akbar, and sacrifice, that despite being in a state of severe wounds and experiencing intense thirst, these noble figures had the deep passion of sacrifice, that they even sacrificed their own thirst. Seriously, you must think about it. In such a critical and life-threatening situation, when everyone just thinks about himself, these blessed companions, alayhim ridwan, were more concerned about others, that if I were to quench my thirst, then my Muslim brother will be deprived of it. Allahu Akbar. Undoubtedly, the excellent manners and high courages due to their true love towards Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Centuries have passed, and their remembrance is the source of contentment of hearts and peace of our minds. Allahu Akbar. Now, let's listen to the fact that who is called a Sahabi of Rasulullah sallam, who qualifies to be a Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But first, some beautiful verses are presented, inshallah, before you, dear viewers, taken from Karamat-e-Sahaba, a beautiful book, Karamat-e-Sahaba, a publication of Maktabatul Madina of Dawat-e-Islami, inshallah, azza wa jal. And it is mentioned, those fortunate people who saw and were in the company of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a state of Iman and died with Iman, they are called a Sahabi. And the number of Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in is more than 100,000. It is reported that on the occasion of Hajjatul Wada itself, approximately 114,000 blessed Sahaba alayhim ridwan gathered for the Hajj pilgrimage. Allahu Akbar. Through another narration, we learn that it is revealed that on occasion of Hajjatul Wada, approximately 124,000 blessed Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in joined the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam for the final Hajj pilgrimage. Allahu Akbar. And the names of all the blessed Sahaba are not known, dear viewers. Amongst all the blessed Sahaba alayhim ridwan, the Khulafa'i Arba'a, the four Khulafa, the four successors of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first four rightly guided khalifs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alayhim ridwan, are superior to all others. Then the Ashra'i Mubashara, the 10 Sahaba who were given the glad tidings of Jannah in the world. Thereafter, the blessed Hasanain Karimain, Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. Then the Ashab, meaning the people who partook in the battle of Badr, and then Ashab-e Bayatul Ridwan and those Sahaba who partook in the Bay'ah, in the pledge of Ridwan, subhanallah. All the blessed Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in are absolutely deserving of Jannah, subhanallah. Har sahabi ye nabi jannati jannati, subhanallah. This is our nara, this is our aqeedah, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us also jannati for their sake. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. The glorious Quran mentions their remarkable courtesy and iman at many places, and they were declared jannati by giving them the glad tidings of forgiveness, salvation and enormous reward in the hereafter. Ponder over this. What will be the eminence and greatness of these blessed figures whose virtues and characteristics are being glorified by Allah Azza wa Jal? Let's listen to some of the blessed verses from the glorious Quran about these blessed personalities so that our devotion and love towards them multiplies in our hearts, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّا لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ. Translation from Kansul Iman. These are the true Muslims. For them are ranks before their Lord and forgiveness and an honorable sustenance. Subhanallah. And this has been mentioned in Surah Al-Anfal, verse number 4 of the Holy Quran. Allahu Akbar. In another verse, dear viewers, Allah Azza wa Jal beautifully states in the Holy Quran, verse number 29 of Surah Al-Fath, Muhammadur Rasulullah وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Translation from Kansul Iman. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the noble messenger of Allah, and his companions are stern with disbelievers and merciful among themselves. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. These are the qualities of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that are highlighted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal again says in another verse of the Holy Quran, in verse number 218 of Surah Al-Baqarah, and he mentions, أُولَٰئِكَ يَرْجُونَ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Translation from Kansul Iman. They are hopeful of gaining Allah's mercy, and Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam. Dear viewers, these blessed verses clearly show us how exalted and elevated is the status of the blessed companions alayhim ridwan of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they had devoted their entire lives for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for the sake of achieving the eminence of deen. And these great Arab warriors showed such great sacrifices for the revival of deen that can never be forgotten. Allah, Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal has not only rewarded them with the glad tidings of paradise as a return of their dedicated and devoted services to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but also mentioned them in the glorious Quran in many places so that people to come until the day of judgment strongly inculcate a love towards the blessed companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Allah. Besides the blessed verses of the glorious Quran, the revered and honorable and renowned beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated the excellence and virtues of the blessed companions alayhim ridwan with his own blessed lips. And sometimes he glorified their status and honor by mentioning their names. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, "Akrimu ashabi fa innahum khiyarukum." Allahu Akbar. Respect my sahaba, respect my companions, for they are the most virtuous people from you. Allahu Akbar. He further added, "Thumma alladhina yalunahum, thumma alladhina yalunahum." The best people amongst my ummah are the blessed companions, then those after them, meaning the tabi'een, then those after them, meaning tabi'i tabi'een, alayhimur ridwan. Subhanallah, subhanallah. There are some distinguished sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whose blessed names were specified with their unique qualities by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to the beautiful hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he has highlighted the virtues of different sahaba by their names. And he has stated, "The most merciful and kindest person of my ummah is Abu Bakr. The best judge of my ummah is Umar ibn al-Khattab. The most honorable and the most modest person of my ummah is Uthman ibn Affan. And the wisest and the bravest person of my ummah is Ali ibn Abi Talib. The most virtuous and the most trustworthy person of my ummah is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. The most pious and the most truthful person of my ummah is Abu Dharr. The most worshipping and the most abstinent person of my ummah is Abu Darda. And the most tolerant and the most generous person of my ummah is Muawiyah ibn Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een." Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers, furthermore, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that Salman is the first person to enter Jannah amongst the people of Faras, amongst the people of Persia. Suhaib is the first person to enter Jannah amongst the Rumis, amongst the Romans. And Bilal is the first person to enter Jannah amongst the people of Habsha. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This can be found in Kanzul Ummal Sharif. Now, all the blessed Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are beloved, dear brothers of Islam. Have you seen that how exalted and how excellently the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed the great eminence and prominence of his blessed companions? And the desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that his ummah must show great respect and reverence towards the blessed companions, inshallah azza wa jal. Therefore, we should have true love towards the blessed sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by acting upon the blessed sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we should lead our lives whilst following their excellent character and their way of living, because these are those blessed people about whom the noble Prophet alayhi salam has beautifully stated, Subhanallah, ashabi kan nujum fa bi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum, meaning my companions are like guiding stars, whomsoever you follow you will be guided on the right path. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And dear viewers of Madani channel, this is the significance and eminence and prominence of the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We can extol even more virtues that are mentioned in the countless ahadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to the virtues of the sahaba. Allahu Akbar. Commenting on this beautiful hadith, the world-renowned commentator Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi alayhi rahmatul rahman has stated, subhanallah azza wa jal, what an impressive striking comparison is given here. The noblest prophet alayhi salam called them the guiding stars, and in another blessed hadith the beloved Ahl Bayt have been compared to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam's ark. Allahu Akbar. Those who travel by sea need a boat or ship and the guidance of stars as well, because ferries and boats seek the guidance of stars, subhanallah. Similarly, the Muslim Ummah needs both the blessed Ahl Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. And this has been mentioned in Mir'atul Manajih, and Sayyidi Alauddin very beautifully he described this beautiful summary of this entire explanation. Allahu Akbar. And he says, Ahle Sunnat ka hai beda paar, ashabe huzur najm hai aur nao hai itrat Rasulullah ki. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The matchless character and the way of living of the blessed Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is of great importance in terms of receiving tarbiyah, meaning receiving training, spiritual training and guidance. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated with regards to the likelihood of his Sahaba, and he has said, مثل أصحابي في أمتي كالملح في الطعام لا يصلح الطعام إلا بالملح. Meaning, the likeness, the likelihood of my Sahaba, meaning blessed companions, is like salt in the food. Food is not good without it. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. What a beautiful comparison, dear viewers. Enlightening on the excellence of the blessed Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Masud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, whoever wants to go on a straight path should follow them and act on their way of lives, as there is a great probability of for people to overcome by any fitna or turmoil. Allahu Akbar. Meaning, if we stay on this path of the Sahaba, we'll be safeguarded against the fitnas. The blessed companions, Alimur Ridwan of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are the most superior people of all amongst the whole Ummah. They are the most pious. They possess the great amount of knowledge, and their deeds are devoid of formalities. Allahu Akbar. They are those blessed souls and fortunate people who are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the service of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kya baat hai? Do recognize their remembrance and their eminence and their greatness. Follow their way of life, dear viewers, and learn from their matchless courtesy and character. Indeed, these people are on the straight path. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Khilafat, imamat, wilayat, karamat, harik fazl par iqtidare sahaba. With this in mind, let's inshallah inculcate the love of and the respect of sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts, and inshallah this will become a means for salvation in the akhirah. Because har sahabi ye nabi jannati jannati jo jannatiyon ka tazkira karte karte, inshallah may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us jannati as well. Let's hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah azza wa jal. So keep watching Madani channel, inshallah. I'll see you in the next episode of Blessed Seerah of Beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
Increase our love to the Prophet.